Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Peyton Sherdan principal, Annie Smith, here joining us to wrap up the rather unusual end to the school year. So thank you very much, Annie, for being on.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Well, last time we talked, Annie, we talked about some end-of-the-year kind of activities, events for all the students to kind of take part of. And now that we're beyond the official end of the 2019-2020 school year, just kind of go back and review for us how some of those activities went, talking, first of all, about your unique popsicle pickup party that you had.
Yeah, we just wanted to give one last final hurrah, I guess. It's important to give a little bit of closure for all, for students, staff, for parents. And, you know, everybody worked so hard during this time. So we decided to kind of do a one-stop shop while keeping all of our social distancing guidelines in place. So we had a little, we called it a popsicle pickup party, but our kiddos really PK through 11. They used this opportunity to go through a variety of stations. We have had our school set up in that great horseshoe, and so we're able to set up some stations. They stopped first and dropped off any school supplies that they still had, computers, you know, library books, anything like that. And then they stopped at another station. They picked up a summer packet, and in that packet, of course, it had any end-of-the-year awards, and lots of teachers wanted to just give a little something to wish kids farewell. We also are holding a summer book club, I guess you could call it. I'm not quite sure what it is, but what we really just want is kiddos to read, and so with some funds from Grow Green County, put a book, a brand new book in each of those kids' summer packets. Then they moved on to a little tunnel, and it was just a tunnel of teachers and staff wishing them farewell. We had some fun, you know, music playing and waving signs, and then at the end of the drive, they could pick up a popsicle to take home with them. But it was really great. It was really great to see everybody. It was really great to, you know, just be able to wave goodbye and even just be able to see them one last time. It was really important. And for us, too, it meant a lot for the adults in the building as well.
And of course, another aspect is your senior class, and you know, the way that they probably saw the end of their high school career, not probably the ideal way they wanted to go out. But you still did something as far as a school is concerned to kind of honor those students here on their last day of the school year.
Yeah, we held a couple activities, and we have one more big one planned. So to kick it off, a kind of a farewell breakfast, we had kids come in smaller groups. They were able to, you know, get their caps and gowns and do a farewell walk. They turned in, again, their supplies and materials. Then we also had a couple surprises for them. We did have portraits taken, and they then were able to compile those into individual pictures. And then those individual pictures, they were able to create a really cool class graduation composite. And so that was fun, a fun little keepsake for those seniors. We had a breakfast for them. That's kind of a tradition at Peyton Sherdan, as our seniors do a little Friday breakfast. And so we wanted to make sure and have one last Friday breakfast. And then a few days later, we were able to release our senior mentor banquet, which had our awards and scholarships, as well as those senior mentor essays that are really, really important to us here at Peyton Sherdan.
You're still planning on doing some kind of a graduation ceremony that's coming up here later this weekend. Can you kind of tell us the initial plans that you've got in place there?
Yeah, so the minute this whole thing started, I just thought it was the most important thing to hear what our seniors wanted. So we had scheduled a Zoom with our seniors and their parents and a few months ago now, and just talked about what were the most important things to our seniors. And one of the things that was pretty loud and clear was that they really wanted a chance to walk across that stage and to pick up their diploma and have that type of event. And so as we've been planning, we wanted to keep those wishes in mind. And as some restrictions have changed, we were excited to be able to provide a ceremony, albeit a little modified and a little bit different. But we are going to have a graduation ceremony here in our gymnasium. Those kids are going to be able to walk across that stage to receive their diploma. So excited for them to be able to have that last memory.
And then obviously you're going to have social distancing in place and all that stuff too to keep everybody safe.
Yes, unfortunately, we are, you know, limited numbers. And so unfortunately, it is limited to family only. Each graduate gets a certain number of people so that we can keep the capacity at the right level of people. They'll be grouped in pods together, some on the floor and then some in the bleachers. So it will be different. It will be definitely a smaller group of people. But to kind of have the best of both worlds, then we invite everybody, public, community, families, friends, faculty, staff, you know, the entire community to come immediately after the ceremony. We'll have our seniors positioned around that horseshoe again, appropriately distanced apart, and just those seniors set up at a little table so we can do a drive-through reception of sorts so people can drive through and, you know, give their congratulations if they, you know, want to drop something off to them or just wave to them, kind of one last final for them as well. So we're excited about that. And even though we're not going to be able to have an open graduation ceremony, we do want to make sure we invite everybody to come and attend that drive-through reception for them.
And we just want to let everybody know that the reception part that you're talking about there, Annie, will be happening from about 2:45 to 3:30 p.m. this Saturday, with the closed graduation ceremony happening inside the school building at 2 p.m. But Annie, if you could just kind of round out our conversation here today, talking about how important it is to be able to involve those senior voices at the table and having them kind of help you figure out how to honor them in their last moments of their high school careers.
Yeah, that is what it's about. It's about the relationships between the two. We're not just in it as just a school district, and it's not just school district, it's not just students, and it's not just parents, it's all of us together. And so this graduation ceremony for them, I mean, it is a rite of passage, for lack of better words, and it's important for them to have it be their ceremony. So that's something that Mr. Lunch and I have talked about from the very beginning, as we wanted them to be kind of the ones giving their direction of sorts, and then, you know, we'll do the job of keeping it within the guidelines and that part of it. But it's just really important to have that relationship and that they are able to celebrate in a way that is meaningful to them.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our Peyton Sherdan principal, Annie Smith, joining us once again to wrap up the school year for us. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.